The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Than anything else on the agenda today, it's the cost of bike sheds actually that are infuriating people. It costs about I should explain if you're just tuning in. It turns out that the OPW spent €335,000 on a bike shed for 18 bikes. So about 18 grand a bike it works out as. Now, you're probably like me, you expect it comes with all the bells and whistles. Apparently not. There are no gates in front of it. There's not even screens on the side to shelter it. In fact, some TDs have complained that they're not putting their bikes in it because they're still too exposed to the elements in this bike shed that costs €335,000. Yeah. I know that kind of sounds a bit discombobulating. That was actually me making my panto debut, apparently. Talking about the bike shed, Henry, and me talking about the bike shed on this show,
Kieran,
featured in a panto you were at.
Yeah, so I was at the panto. I was there at Cinderella in the Lark in Balbriggan, enjoying myself, enjoying the panto. And then all of a sudden, Kieran Cuddihy comes on talking about the bike shed.
That must have been weird for you.
And the whole cast start miming you. And then they carry on dancing afterwards. And it was really, really unusual. And this is the thing,
sure,
I think,
was
with panto. Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, yes, it is. They mix it up, you know, and this panto really is. We're asking, is it the highest art form? I did get to meet the cast and crew backstage, including Jake Carter, performing in Cinderella. And this is what he had to say.
Hello, everyone. I am Jake and I'm playing the role of Prince Liam.
I'm Grace Nolan, and I'm playing the role of Cinderella.
Hi, I'm Rory Nickel, and I'm playing Buttons.
And I'm David Gilnett, and I'm playing Glammy.
Woo!
Go on, Glammy. Go on, Glammy. We're here backstage at the Lark. Cinderella is running right up until the 30th of December. For you, this is, I suppose, the second year in the Lark. What do you love about it?
I mean, the panto spirit is always a nice thing to have around Christmas time, seeing families enjoying the show right from the ages of 0 up till 92. It's great to see all ages coming and enjoying the show, and that's kind of the beauty of it, the Christmas tradition, and just everyone having a laugh. That's kind of the lovely thing when you go to a panto. Everyone is going to enjoy it. There's something for the kids, there's something for the older ones, there's literally something for absolutely everyone.
I've seen the show. It really is fantastic. What do you love about panto?
Jake is pointing to himself, not him. Same kind of thing. Like, you really feel like you're part of the magic and like seeing the little kids' faces light up. But as well, I've never been in a show that's run this long. So now we're kind of at the point where you know it so well that you really start to have fun on stage. So being around such a talented cast and also people who are just such good crack as well.
Ah, yeah. That's very nice, isn't it? Yeah. It's been nice this morning.
And Rory, for you, I mean, is panto, I suppose, the highest form of art? Does it sometimes not get the respect that it deserves? Perhaps bigger than a movie, better than ballet?
Yeah, I absolutely would feel strongly about that. I mean, it's such a rowdy thing. It's almost Shakespearean, I suppose, in that sense, where, you know, you've got the crowd, like, you're kind of battling with the crowd, but you're also feeding off of the crowd. It's so interactive. You have to be so flexible on stage because you never know exactly what's going to happen. Definitely, I feel like it doesn't get credit. You know, it is kind of an extreme sport. I mean, everyone's bodies are in bits at this stage, you know, because it's so physical.
Henry, I was at the panto recently, and in the Helix they did Rapunzel. It was great fun. But for people who haven't been in many years, maybe never been, I mean, is that kind of par for the course? Kieran Cuddihy with Benny Hill in the background.
Well, this is the thing. It does try and mirror society, and the news agenda does creep in. Here is David Gilner, who plays Glammy, one of the wacky stepsisters, Glammy and Whammy.
With acting, with theatre, with playwriting, you have to have a mirror to society. Pantomime is a mirror to society. Last year we went after Toy Show the Musical, and rightly so. And this year we went after the bike sheds with all the bells and whistles. 18 bikes. I think he worked it out. Was it 18 grand a bike? And it's not even protected by the elements. So if we as a group of travelling players, artists, creatives from the front to the back can't mimic society, what's happening, I think it's a shame on us. And I think it's all in tongue and jest, but it seriously, like, over 300,000 on the bike shed. OPW, come on, speak volumes. But yeah, we kind of like that, and it's tongue in jest in society. So that's so, pantomime.
So it's arts. It's arts meets news. That's what panto is.
Oh yeah, sure. Tomorrow's show, we're going to be talking about all the different coalitions. Do you get me?
so it's a movable feast. It's right up to date.
Yeah, well, like we're. Is it great to just be in opposition? Do you really want to get into government? Will I get in government? Am I going to get knocked out in 5 years' time? Look, we're going to have banter with what's happening right now in the political atmosphere. And yeah, and we might even talk about Gerry Adams and his cookbook.
So, Henry, let me put to you then the question you posed. Mm. Is panto the highest form of art?
I think it is. I genuinely think it is. And I know someone on X or Twitter has already said, nope, but it is. I think it's funny. I think it's clever. It's slapstick, double meaning jokes. The kids love it. The adults love it. Here is David Gilner again talking about playing a dame.
There's a beautiful tapestry of the pantomime dame, from Ian McKellen to Danny LaRue to Joe Conlon and the Gaiety. I always like to give a little, you know, like for me, I'm a huge Danny LaRue fan, and he came from Cork and he made a star of himself in England. And the fact that I get to give one or two shout outs to Danny and the tradition of the pantomime dame, because it's the fun character, it's the joker. And I've got a great partner in crime in my stepsister and my sister, Whammy, the double act, the Ugly Sisters. So to have that comedy duo is the first time I've had that on stage, that kind of quick-witted, you know what I mean, Morecambe and Wise, kind of Harry Enfield. It's just great. You know, I really love the connection that Corinne and I have because we worked together last year.
And if you were, you were brilliant last year too. If you were heckling me, what would you say? You can be insulting and in character, I don't mind.
There's no problem. There's a few heckles I could say with your very smooth vocals. You know, me and you could, you know, have a lovely duet together. Frank Sinatra and Ginger Rogers, get up out, Henry. Speak to me in those sultry tones.
So, get up out of that. I suppose that's a Dublin phrase, meaning...
Yeah, I have a few, like, up the parish, you know what I mean? Giddy up. Yeah, I've got a few of them. I like those Irishisms or Dublinisms, do you get me? That the audience can relate to, yeah. But get up out of that. GERUPPV. OUTTA. Get up out of that.
So it's get up out of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hashtag you're only massive. but yeah, it's just finding those lines and those moments in the script.
Is that a compliment?
It's a compliment. Of course it's a compliment, Henry.
All right, David Gilner there, paying compliment to one Henry McKean. Henry, you've got a special show at Christmas as well that might talk about this.
I do. Henry's Christmas Cracker, 11 a.m. Christmas Day. And you can hear an extended interview of that report. Get up out of da. I can't even say it.
Oh, Henry, you butchered it talking to David. You butchered it again.
Get up out of da.
By Christmas Day, by 11 o'clock on Christmas Day for Henry's Christmas Cracker, you might have it nailed down. Henry McKean, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.